Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Banks it in!
KC Johnson.
Come and get some of this.
Bulls basketball.
Whoa! Stop it! Did not do him like that!
Taking you inside the locker room with KC Johnson.
Oh my goodness! Did you not get the memo?
Mully and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio 670, The Score. KC Johnson is the basketball man for the Chicago Tribune, and he joins us on the St. Charles Chrysler Dodge Jeep and Ram Hotline, home of the real deal. I did not envy you last night, KC, as I was watching the names go by and I was trying to keep track of where they were going. It was just the most confusing thing. I don't know how you look at the league when you can't figure out there's 15 teams' names behind each player, and there's also like seven more rumors. But the Bulls got their guy, right? They got the point guard, and that's what they wanted going in, and you got to feel good about that. But I still don't know where half the players went.
Reserve Grant Park now. Kobe White era is upon us. It was pretty apparent early, I thought. I remember tweeting pretty early that, you know, with that flurry of activity and trades, that unlike before the draft, you had to believe that one of the point guards was going to be there at seven. And, as the draft moved in those first couple, three, four picks, then you saw for sure that, you know, one of Culver or White was going to be there at seven. And it sounded like the Bulls would have been content with either one. But I think ultimately, you know, getting a point guard, even if he's not a true or traditional point guard, is probably best. I thought the most encouraging thing was, not only the selection, but just hearing what John Paxson said after the selection about, you know, playing the way we need to play in today's modern NBA. I mean, right. It almost sounded like you could hear Fred Hoiberg shedding a tear in the distance somewhere. I think overall, I don't know what your listeners have been saying, but I think overall it's a pretty positively received pick.
Casey, before we look ahead, let's look back for a second. So how aggressively do you think the Bulls, based on your reporting, pursued the number four pick or fifth overall with the Cavs, which they ended up taking Darius Garland? But did the Bulls go after that pick with that in mind? And also, in those discussions, what was the level of involvement that Zach LaVine's name came up?
Yeah, I'm told pretty emphatically, and I reported it the day before, that Zach was not really involved in any discussions. I mean, I'm sure his name came up in terms of teams asked. In fact, I was told that one team actually called to ask about Zach LaVine and the Bulls. So, yeah, we're not shopping him. I mean, look,
that's
he's
smart.
Not untouchable.
I think that's smart.
Yeah. I mean, he's not untouchable. Obviously, the Pelicans call and say, hey, here's the number one pick. We want Zach LaVine. Then you listen, you know, but then you move them. But I don't see any scenario in which the Bulls have Darius Garland ranked that much higher than Kobe White that they give up Zach LaVine for him. I just don't see that. So, Zach LaVine is not a perfect player. I get tons of email questioning him, calling him empty calories, what have you. Here's what I'll say about Zach LaVine. I'm just sending him a lot. You thought the offense was bad last year? You take him away and look out, man. I mean, that guy can score in his sleep. We've seen it go on benches. He can put up 9, 10, 12 points in a flurry. He can score 40 in a night. Obviously, your leading scorer last year. So I think you add a point guard like Kobe White or a guy who can push the pace like Kobe White, you get Zach out in transition. I think you got the start of something. I mean, obviously, defense has to improve. I never got the sense that the Bulls – I know for a fact they had conversations about moving up, but I was told pretty quickly that they deemed the price too high, and I never got the sense that Garland was ranked that much higher on their board.
And you know, I must say, I thought when I saw multiple teams interested in moving, when I saw that it wasn't good. I mean, if you're making a bargain move up, maybe you consider
right.
that. But when there's that many teams involved, I thought the price is going to get too rich, and they're going to lose out on some of the guys that they want to develop.
Right. And I, you know, you guys asked my opinion yesterday, and I'm not saying I'm right. I think I prefaced it pretty clearly that I'm a pretty bad basketball GM. That's not what I do. But I just don't think they're in the position of the rebuild to start trading future first-round right. picks, protected or not. I just don't think they're at the stage of the rebuild where you can start giving away assets. And here's the other thing is, you know, and John, again, talked very confidently about free agency last night. I've heard that confidence emanating from that organization since the season started. They've clearly identified some no-nonsense, you know, contributing veterans that they're going to be able to go get. And I was told pretty clearly that, you know, White's arrival, even with Dunn still there, does not preclude them from going to get a point guard. So I think you still see them add some point guard depth to kind of mentor White. And I obviously you have to address big man depth and shooting. So I still see two or three guys coming to this roster in free agency.
So KC, a kid from North Carolina, a kid from Arkansas, together they give the Bulls hope. You can see how basketball romantics in Chicago could fall in love with that narrative when you see Daniel Gafford in the second round and Kobe White. But realistically, what is Gafford's role moving forward? And how good, obviously there's free agency that will fill in the rest of the gaps, but how good does this make this Bulls team?
You know, it still to me hinges so much on the internal improvement, and they've been pretty clear about that. I mean, you heard John talk so consistently about being confident in 2 through 5 in Levine, Porter, Markkanen, and Carter. And so now you got to see it from those guys. They've got to stay on the court first and foremost, obviously, and they've got to grow. I thought Markkanen, you know, showed a lot of growth, obviously, with that dominant stretch, but it was for 1 month. I thought Levine showed a ton of growth last year. Not only, you know, his scoring ability we saw and we knew was there, but his decision-making, his playmaking, his pick-and-roll ability, I thought he showed a lot of growth in that area. He needs to do that again, and he clearly, as he keeps saying, needs to grow as a defender. So, to me, it still comes down to that. But, you know, as John talked about, they feel that they took a step last night and added some nice talent. Gafford will be on the roster just because there's so little big man depth. But, I mean, he's a second-round pick. I've heard them, you know, wax poetic about plenty of second-round picks in the past. So I know that they like his size and his physicality. You know, he's kind of a prototypical big man. He's, you know, a Robin Lopez replacement. I mean, he's not anywhere near the level of that guy. But, you know, he's a big guy who can run the floor and protect the rim. So, you know, he'll be on the roster, but I wouldn't expect too much for a second round pick.
You know, you look at what's going on in Boston. You look at the possibility of Kawhi going to the Western Conference. It just seems like the East is opening up a lot more than it had been. And even if the Knicks somehow bring in Kevin Durant, which I don't actually anticipate, but if they did, he's not playing this year. I mean, the Bulls could sneak into the playoffs without making any major moves here.
Yeah. Very strong. And you know, the Nets make some moves that people are believing that they're going to be able to make. They'll be very strong. But, yeah, Mike, your point is spot on. In fact, John was asked that, I think, by Sam Smith last night, you know, late in his news conference about did that play a factor in your decision-making process. And John downplayed that. Just, you know, talking about staying on course with the rebuild and making the right moves and being patient and not getting off course. But, you know, that narrative's been there since LeBron James went to the Lakers. And, you know, you obviously have to wait and see what happens in Toronto. But, you know, the Celtics are the most prime example. I mean, everyone talked about that team being ready to dominate or challenge for a decade plus. And you know, you always chase a championship that's in front of you. You guys know that because it could change in a hurry in this league. And that's not to say the Celtics won't still be competitive or very good, but they certainly don't look as lined up to challenge for conference supremacy as they did maybe a year ago with, you know, Kyrie and Horford and, you know, being rumored to maybe add Anthony Davis, et cetera. So always chase the championship that's in front of you. The Bulls are a very, very, very long way away from that. But I certainly think the playoffs are you know, within reason if they stay healthy and get that internal improvement that we talked about.
Casey, Pax, when he was talking about core players, did not mention Chris Dunn initially. And then he went back and he reminded us that he didn't mention Chris Dunn initially. Was that... It may have been accidental, but it wasn't insignificant. I think he may be an afterthought at this point. What would be your expectations for Chris Dunn on this roster? Is he a guy that you envision being part of this, or is he a guy that you envision being moved?
Well, I mean, they insist publicly and privately that he's going to be on the roster. And quite frankly, and this is, you know, no newsflash here, and I've written it, I've reported it, I mean, he has zero trade value.
Right.
I mean, so, you know, I guess they envision some scenarios in which Chris and Kobe can even play together on the floor at times. But I do know that internally they believe that Chris is at his best when he's challenged and is in a competition. And so they are looking at White's arrival as a positive there. I personally think it's got some powder keg potential. I mean, Chris is he's wired a little bit differently. But, you know, he is on a rookie skill contract. It's not like he's a... I think the narrative's gone a little bit to the extreme on Chris. He's not a terrible basketball player. I mean, he obviously had a disappointing second season here in Chicago, third season overall, and he has struggled to stay on the floor. But, you know, he's got talent, he's got athleticism, he's got a defensive mindset, he's got value. It's on him to see where he takes it, but... you know, if they had another point guard in free agency, I don't know where, you know, there's not going to be a lot of minutes there either. So it's going to be who grabs them. I know Kobe's going to get a big chance to earn playing time. So it's going to be a storyline we're going to be writing about. I know that for sure.
Is there any way they'd be interested in any undrafted free agents, Taco Fell?
Maybe for Summer's League. So they're running out of roster spots. If they want to sign two or three guys at free agency, which I know for a fact that they do, they're running out of roster spots. But, you know, certainly some of those guys, you know, will be added for the Summer League team.
Maybe Denzel Valentine can lead them to another title in the Summer League.
Summer League champs. Let's look at the T-shirts.
Good stuff last night,
all right,
KC.
Buddy. Thank you.
Thanks, guys. Good talking to you.
Yep,
take care.
You too.
That is KC Johnson. Always a joy to talk to
you. And the Bulls will be introducing their first two draft picks, Kobe White and Daniel Gafford, Monday at 2 o'clock at the Advocate Center.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.